Do you consider yourself to be a planner? Are you the type of person that likes to have all of the details figured out and in order? Are you the type of person that would never lose your passport the day before you needed it? Or are you the type of person who is a more go with the flow type of a person, or we're going to figure it out while it happens? I mean, think about this, parents. Are you the type of parent who, when you go out with your kid, you have a plan? You've got a bag and it has a change of clothes and snacks in it? Or are you the type of parent that when you go out with your kids, you get wherever you're going only to realize somehow, some way we've made it here and my kid doesn't have shoes or pants on? Right? Like, you may have been there before. Students, think about this. Are you the type that when your teacher assigns you a project at the end of the month, you slowly work away at it every day or every weekend before it's due? Or are you the type that you forget about it and then the weekend before it's due, you remember and you scramble and to get it done, right? Some of the parents in the room are looking at your student this morning like, that's you. Whether you consider yourself to be a planner or not, organized or not, here's the reality this morning. We all make plans, and we all have plans. And what I want us to see this morning is I want us to see what God has to say to those of us who make plans, which is all of us. And I think this applies perfectly to our seniors in the room. And seniors, you're standing in a moment right now with nothing but potential and plans ahead of you. And so I want us to look and to see what God has to say. And so this morning, if you have a Bible, would you turn with me to James? We'll be in chapter 4. And if you don't have a Bible this morning, it's okay. We're going to put the words up on the screen, but we would love to give you a copy. And after the service, you can head to the Welcome Center or the Next Step Center, and we would give you a copy. And we just want you to have your own that you can take home with you to study and also to just take notes in. What we're going to read today is written by a guy named James. And James was the younger brother of Jesus. And for much of his life, he did not believe that Jesus was who he claimed to be. I mean, could you imagine growing up with Jesus? Like, what would it take right now for you to believe that your brother was God and in control of your life, and you had to do everything he said? Yeah. Some of you are like, there's no way. Like, he'd have to die and come back to life for me to ever believe that. It's like, welcome to James. James saw his brother crucified and killed before him, and days later stood before him again in the flesh. And it was then that it all clicked for James. And he decided he is exactly who he says he was, and I'm going to devote my life to following him. And I love James because he brings a real and unique perspective when he writes. And I want us to see what he has to say to those of us who make plans in verse 13. And here's what he says. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. And here, James is really just talking to all of us. He's saying, those of you who make plans, you who say that tomorrow I'm going to do this, this summer I'm going to go here, I want to do this with my life, or eventually somewhere down the road, this is what I would like to do. And he's talking to really all of us. And this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to insert yourself and your own plans into the narrative and into James's example. And so I want you to think about your plans. What are the plans you have for your own life? And in your notes at the very top, you're going to see a blank that says, you say blank. And I want you to take a moment and to write a plan that you have, a big plan that you have in the space. Seniors, I want you to write what you want to accomplish through this transition. Where are you going? Are you going to get a job? Are you going to the armed forces? Are you going to a trade school? Are you going to college? Whatever it is, I want you to write it. And beside it, I want you to write why. Do it. For the rest of us in the room, I want you just to write something big that you want to accomplish in the somewhat near future. What are you working towards? I'll make it easy for you. What is something you want to accomplish in the next 4 years? Something big. And again, I'm not going to ask you to share this with anybody. I'm not going to ask you to show anybody. This is just for you. And so write something and be honest. What is something you're working towards, something you want to accomplish? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to change careers? Do you want to become more healthy? Whatever it is, write it there. And then beside it, write why. Take it all the way to the end. Why do you want to do that thing? What is the purpose? And then I want us to reread the verse, and I want you to insert your own plan into what James is saying here. So take a second, write it, and here's what he says. Verse 13, now listen, you who say blank. Now listen, you who say, I'm going to go to college. Now listen, you who say, I want to change careers. You who say, I want to move. You who say, this summer we're going to blank. Whatever it is. And then look at James's response to all of our plans in verse 14. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. Okay. Aren't you glad you came to church today? Like, what an inspiring message for our seniors. Like, man, what are your plans? What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? Why? You don't know what's going to happen. Awesome, right? And as silly as that sounds, this is important. I really don't want us to miss this. James is not telling us that we shouldn't look ahead. He's not telling us that we shouldn't dream or plan. He's not even telling us we shouldn't look forward to what's coming. What he is trying to do here, though, is he's trying to give us perspective. And really, he's trying to shift our perspective to see the bigger picture and to see, ultimately, the story that God's telling. And what he said is true. Think about it. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We want to know. We may try to know, but ultimately, we don't. So write this in your notes. Make plans with an open hand. Make plans with an open hand. It really just means be flexible. Whatever you're striving for, whatever you're wanting to accomplish, just be ready and willing if it changes. And why? Here's what Proverbs 27:1 says. It says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. And the reality is we've all been surprised in life before by the unexpected. If you've lived even a few years, you have experienced the unexpected in your life before. Pericles, who you may have heard his name before, he was just a Greek statesman who lived back in 450 BC. This is what he had to say about this idea. He said, when the unexpected happens suddenly and against all calculations and well-laid plans, he says, it takes the heart out of you. And maybe this morning you can relate to this. He's saying when we have these plans and these dreams and these goals and then the unexpected causes them to crumble, he says, it rips and takes the very heart out of you. And maybe you've felt that before in this room, and maybe you've had the heart taken out of you by something. Maybe you suddenly lost your job. Maybe you were given a diagnosis that changed everything in an instant. Maybe one day the water began to pour into your house as the floodwaters continued to rise, and it never seemed to stop. Life is full of the unexpected, and James is encouraging us here to make plans with an open hand, which really is the D in our guide marks here at Brazos Point. And if you have your guide marks card or you see it out in the foyer, the D stands for depending on God in everything. And it really just means we're open and ready for whatever comes, not because of our own strength, but because we're dependent on God for whatever comes. And so James will go on, and he's going to try to shift our perspective a little more. And here's what he says in verse 14 to all of us. He says, what is your life? He says, you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. And he's trying to shift our perspective once again, and he's showing us here, he's telling us, your life is a mist. He says, it's like you're here and you're gone in an instant. He says, the entirety of it. And this morning, I want you to be able to connect with this visual. I want you to be able to connect with what James is saying here. Listen, what he's saying here is the entirety of your life from birth till death is this. Ready? Did you miss it? Listen, he's saying from creation to the grave, your whole life is, that's it. One more time. He's saying life is short. He says it's like a mist. You're here and then you're gone. And it sounds morbid, but it's the truth. It's the reality. He's telling us here our time is short. And so write this in your notes. Make plans with an eternal perspective. And here's what I mean. Understand that there's a larger story being told than just the few years that you're walking this earth. Psalm 90 says this. It says that they, talking about you and me, that we are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. And it will go on to say, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And this is really just showing us that there is wisdom that comes from having the right perspective. This is not a morbid outlook on life. It's really just reality. and that there's wisdom that comes from having this perspective, from understanding and seeing the bigger picture. So many times we tend to put our heads down and focus on whatever is directly in front of us. And James here is calling us to look up and to see the bigger picture and to see the story that God is telling. And so because our time here is so short, I want to ask you this question. Are you being intentional with what you've been given? Are you being intentional with what you've been given? Listen, your time is finite. It will end. You can't take your money or your possessions with you. Are you using them intentionally for something bigger? Bigger than yourself, bigger than your own time here. I also want to encourage you this morning, if you serve in any next gen ministry in this church or anywhere or in any capacity, I want to thank you. And I also want you to know this morning, as you saw our seniors' photos and you see the transition in their life from they were children all the way till today when we're sending them off to whatever's next, I want you to know that if you serve in any next gen ministry or in any capacity, that you are a part of that story and that you helped that student get to where they are now and you helped to further them along. So I want to thank you. And even though you may not be their senior small group leader who's handing them off, you are a part of that story, and I want to thank you for your sacrifice, for your time, for your energy, and everything you gave to move them along. And so I want to ask all of us, are you being intentional with what you've been given? Your time, your money, your resources, whatever it is. And I want you to look back at what you wrote in the blank at the top of your notes. What was your plan? And I want you to ask, does your plan have an eternal perspective? I can't answer that for you this morning. I can't. But I can give you some things to think about. Will what you wrote down matter in 5 or 10 years? Will what you wrote down matter beyond your own time here? And if not, maybe you need to change what's in the box, or maybe you need to shift the direction in which you feel like you're moving. Just a few months ago, I had a mother come up to me on Sunday morning in tears, and she was in tears, and she was telling me the story about how she was raising money to send her student to one of our winter retreats. And she told me that she had baked various goods and was going to her friends and her neighbors and her coworkers to sell these things to get her student on this retreat. And she told me that she went to work one day and she ran into a coworker named Donna. And she says when she met Donna, Donna invited her in her office and she said, "What are you carrying all this stuff for? What are you trying to do?" She said, "I'm trying to send my student on this retreat." She said, instantly Donna connected and said, "Man, I totally relate. I understand. I see the potential and the power of retreats and camps in the life of a student." So she said, "How much more is the balance? What do you have left?" And she said, "I'll write you a check for the remaining, for all of it." And so not only was this a powerful moment in the life of this mother and this student as they watched God provide for them through the generosity of someone else, but the reason this mother was in front of me this morning was because just a few days after that, Donna unexpectedly passed away. And it was in that moment that we see exactly what James is describing here, that life is full of the unexpected, that life is a mist. It's here and it's gone. And listen, Donna in that moment did not know what tomorrow was going to bring. But in that moment, she chose to invest what she had into something that was eternal and something that was going to last beyond her. That the last check that she ever wrote was to send a student on a retreat that had an eternal significance. And so I want to ask you again this morning, your plan, does it have an eternal perspective? Will it matter in 5 or 10 years? Will it matter even beyond you? And if not, that's okay. But I want you to begin to think and to pray about the direction of your life or the direction of your plans and what you want to accomplish. And will you allow God to shape them? And the last thing James will say to us about our perspective is this. It's verse 15. And he's speaking to all of us again. He says, instead of the plans that we make, instead of the way in which we make our plans, he says, you ought to say this. He says, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And this is really a shift in the way we make our plans. He's saying, this is how you should make them. And write this in your notes. This is what he means. Make plans that honor God. Make plans that honor God. And how do you know if they are? Well, you can ask these two questions. Is this plan God's will? I can't answer that for you this morning, but I can give you some things to think about. Is your plan something that God cares about? Is it more focused on you or on someone else or on others? Does it have an eternal perspective, and will it matter beyond you? The second question you can ask about your plan and how to know if it's honoring God is this. Am I trusting God with it? Look at your plan. Is it something that you've given to God, and are you trusting him with it? Does it bring you worry or anxiety that it may not happen? And if so, maybe you need to change the question and say, how can I trust God with this plan? And this is difficult. I'm not up here trying to tell you that this is easy. Erwin McManus, who was a pastor and a writer, had this to say about this idea. He said, sometimes trusting God with our tomorrow is more difficult than trusting him with our possessions. And maybe this is true for you. Maybe you're just a generous person, and you're able and willing to give freely of your time, your possessions, your resources. That just comes naturally to you. But to trust God with tomorrow, to trust God with your plans, the plans of your life, to trust God with your career and your decisions, your security, maybe that's difficult. And for some of us, it is. And so I want to ask you this morning, are you willing to trust God, not with what's just directly in front of you, but also with the plans and the direction of your life, where you're headed, where you're going? And so I want to ask you this again about your plan. Does it meet these things? Is it flexible? Are you ready or prepared for it to change? Will you be okay if it falls apart? Will you be okay if God replaces it with another plan? And are you open to that? Does it have an eternal perspective? Will it matter and have an impact beyond you? Will it matter in 5 to 10 years? And then lastly this, does it honor God? Are you trusting him with it? Or how can you begin to trust him with it? And if not, if you go through these questions and you feel like your plan is not where it needs to be, I want to encourage you this morning, that's okay. But maybe you need to pray and ask God for a new plan or a new direction. And seniors, today as you sit here in this room, I want you to know that you have nothing but potential ahead of you. You really do. And regardless of where you're going next, whether you're going to school, whether you're getting a job, whether you're joining the armed forces, whether you don't know, I want you to know that you have nothing but potential ahead of you today. And so I want you to think about it now on this side of things. On this side of the transition, I want you to think about now your plans. What do you want? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What are the things you want to be a part of? What are the things you want to accomplish? And why? Play the story to the end. Why? What's the purpose? What's the goal? And then I want you to ask this. Will you allow God to be a part of those plans? Will you allow him to shape them? Will you allow him to be a part of it? Will you be okay if he presents a different one in front of you? And for the rest of us in the room, you may not feel like you have the endless potential that our students do or our seniors do this morning. You may feel like, well, I've already got a career. I already have a family. I've got a mortgage. I've got bills. Maybe you're still in school, whatever it is. But I want to encourage you this morning, and I want you to know that's okay. Life is full of plans. We're constantly making plans, and it's not too late to change them, and it's also not too late to make your current plan one that honors God and one that he can be a part of. But I want you to think about your plans this morning. Whether you wrote one down or you didn't, I want you to think about what's the direction of your life? Where are you going? What do you want to accomplish? And think, am I flexible with it? Am I holding it with an open hand? Does it have an eternal perspective? Will it matter beyond me or just these few years? Does this honor God, and am I trusting him with it? If not, that's okay. We're all in a process, we're all getting there. But I don't want us to miss this today. Because life is short, because life is fleeting and it's just a mist, as James said, if you have a next step with God, if he's put something in front of you that he wants you to do, to stop doing, to begin a direction he wants you to move in, if you have a next step with God, take it today. Take that next step with God today. Let today be the day, because we do not know what tomorrow will bring. We don't. And so will you allow God to shape the plans of your life? Will you begin to live life with a different perspective, leaving this room knowing there's a bigger picture, there's a bigger story being told? And will you allow God to step into that part of your life? And this morning, if you're not a follower of Jesus, I want you to know that there is a peace that comes from being able to walk through the highs and the lows of life, through the unexpected and the difficult moments, knowing through all of that, that there's a God who loves you, that there's a God who has a plan for your life, and he's ultimately in control. And if you have not stepped over the line of faith and given your life and your plans to God, friend, I want to invite you to do that today. To experience that peace that comes from walking through the craziness of life and the storms of life with that understanding and with that peace. And so if that's you this morning, I want you to know after the service, there are many people who would love to talk to you. I'll be down here at the front, the Next Step Center, the Welcome Center. We'd love to talk to you and pray with you about how to do that, or even just to talk through the plans of your life and how to help get them moving in the right direction. So for the rest of us, will you trust God with the plans of your life, the direction of your life? Because the reality is, whether you feel organized or not, you consider yourself a planner or not, we all make plans. We all have plans. So will you trust God with those? Let me pray. God, I thank you for just this reminder this morning, God, that we all make plans. And God, we all fail to see beyond what's right in front of us. So God, I thank you for this perspective, and I pray for all of us in the room that you would just allow us to see the story that you're telling, not only in our life, but also around us. God, be with each of us. Give us boldness. Give us wisdom to pick plans, to change plans. And God, I pray for our seniors as well, that you would walk with them through whatever comes next, that you would begin to shape their plans, God, and allow you to be a part of them. Father, we love you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.